Army veteran Bill Bruick spent his last night homeless in 2013. He lived here behind a Food for Less store in Riverside. As he shows me the spot today, he remembers the lump in the ground where he slept.
I'd like to hear, though, because nobody could really see me back here, nobody ever parked back here, so I got lucky.
51-year-old Bruick, who resembles a young Charlton Heston, lived outside for 10 years. Depression and alcoholism had hobbled him. He says he drank dozens of beers a day, vodka too. Seven stints of rehab didn't help, but back in 2013, he had severe alcohol poisoning, and he got a letter from his two daughters in Germany. They wanted to visit.
I was like, wow, I gotta do something. I don't want them seeing me in this state.
Around that time, the city of Riverside was prepping to accept then-President Obama's challenge to the nation's mayors to end veteran homelessness.
As a veteran myself, it was easy for me to accept that challenge. And as the mayor of my hometown, even more easier, because I have seen homelessness firsthand.
That's Riverside Mayor Rusty Bailey. He recalls when he was in the ninth grade, his church had a soup kitchen on Sunday nights.
I went in there one night, and I'm passing out food, taking a tray, and there's a classmate of mine. And you could see, sorry, I get emotional about this. It's personal.
And getting personal, creating that connection with vets, was the goal of Riverside outreach workers when they launched the program.
Well, number one, know their names.
Number two, says Bailey, was repeated visits, sometimes as many as 50. Through the project, veterans could get their rent subsidized with VA housing vouchers. But Bailey still had to convince apartment owners to rent to people coming off the streets.
So I pounded on the table and said, it's inexcusable to have veterans in our city that don't have homes. Landlords, where are you at? And many of them stepped up.
Once they got a place to live, vets were offered social services, from mental health to substance abuse to job training. By the end of 2016, Riverside had housed all of its 89 veterans. Bruick was one of the program's early beneficiaries. He went to rehab again. Today, he lives in a one-bedroom apartment with his fiancée, and he works at a facility that houses vets until they're placed in permanent homes.
Steve, you need anything today? Laundry or anything?
Paper towel?
Mayor Bailey wants to apply what the city learned through housing veterans to Riverside's 400 chronically homeless people. The city council backed that Housing First plan in March.
I see what we've done, and I'm proud of that, but I also see what we need to do. And that worries me because it's easy to support veterans. It's hard to support ex-cons or mentally ill individuals or substance abusers.
They also don't have access to the well-financed federal housing vouchers and social services as veterans. But Gordon Walker, who heads San Diego's Regional Task Force on the Homeless, is optimistic. He's not involved in the Riverside program, but thinks it could show the way forward for other California cities like Los Angeles and San Diego and San Francisco.
Those cities are some of the richest in the country. Money is important, but it's how that money is committed and how the citizens want their cities to be.
Success, says Gordon, is about political will more than anything else.
Once you have the political will, the money tends to appear.
Or, as Bruick puts it, it's about cities having faith in all of their citizens. In Riverside, I'm Amita Sharma.